For many years, Constantine Metals has been studying the potential for a large hard rock mine in the Upper Chilkat watershed. Lonnie Hotch lives in Klukwan, downstream from the proposed mine.
Things are heating up now. As they're creeping closer and closer to actually mining, we're feeling the impact of it more and the threat of it more.
So Hotch and others put out a call for community members to unite and send a strong message to the mining company that they are not wanted here. On Monday during lunch hour, over 150 people gathered downtown. They brought signs stating their opposition to the mine, bemoaning the boom and bust cycles of extraction economies, and warning of the fragility and preciousness of the local salmon runs. Community member Nancy Keane spoke of our mutual bonds.
We are stewards of the land, and it is okay for us to take care of this thing that we love so much. It's everything. It's the land. It's the land. It's the air. It's the water. It's the people. And that's what we think of in Tlingit Ani, Tlingit Tundutani, the way our people think.
Hotch and Keane led in the singing of the Tlingit National Anthem. Hotch introduced it.
Recognizing that there is power in prayer, and that is the key, you know, to stay connected spiritually is the key for survival, too. So,
Tim Ackerman spoke of the risk of pollution.
After it's all over and done with, are we going to have a spectral analysis done on every fish that we plan on eating, including the seals and everything else associated with the fish in the ocean?
His warning echoed the plight of the community of Angoon, whose traditional subsistence grounds in Hawk Inlet has been polluted by a nearby mine. The Department of Environmental Conservation issued recommendations for maximum consumption of wild food from the area. Nancy Keane warned about an influx of young men into mining camps.
And it's proven that these man camps are linked to MMIP. The Bakken fields in North Dakota are a prime example. Just go look at those numbers. There's direct correlations of missing and murdered indigenous people.
Lonnie Hotch spoke of the big picture of modern consumerism and advocated for living with a smaller footprint.
I'm not going to support that nonsensical economy that they're pushing at everybody. Time to jump off that way of thinking and way of living.
All speakers ultimately pointed to one thing, that the health of the valley is worth more than any material benefits we could trade it for. For KHNS, I'm Alan de Preminil.